vocals by Bethold. But it's the direction, it's the production, it's the vision by the one and only Arafat. Come on, man. How dare we? How dare we? And this week, we've been celebrating that the genius that is Arafat on Fresh Breakfast every day at 8:45.
Yeah.
We highlighted his work. We highlighted the number one stunner album by Dice, which we believe was a culture-shifting album. It changed Dice from being this hardcore rapper to being this nice audio on the cinema. And like, I know what LOV is. You know what I mean? Let me take you on a kapana date. Okay, shushu to hobamos for Sanji. You know what I mean? And then obviously not forgetting, we also highlighted the album, the Mazanga album, the Chai album.
Yeah, Chai, yeah.
You were also in highly involved with that album from the get go until the
make me sound old, but yes.
You know what I mean? But yes, fantastic album also, Shikwan. Mm-hmm. Another culture shifting album, another just the sound of that album. True. Oh my word. We did that. That's on our website as well. It's www.freshfm.com.na. And then we also talked about the Easy Nyoka album, Shaquan. That one just blew the industry out of the water.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because he has this new record label. Mm-hmm. They need a sound. Who do they call? They call Arafat.
Because he had that new sound.
He had
it was just so, honestly, I have to commend him on how every artist, regardless of how long they were in the industry for, every time that they went to Arafat, they introduced a new sound.
Yes, 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 yes.
Wow.
And that's what happened with that album. That's the Izinyoka album. All right?
Yes, yes.
And then also we had a look at the his Eagles, work with Eagles Mentality.
Yeah.
Yes. And Dinaf also came through and you know, he shared what they did with Eagles Mentality, what he did with Eagles Mentality. Apparently he was the brains behind it, apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? He was like, no, sing it like this, no, do it like this, no, let's sing about this. And you know, Dinaf didn't even know what music was for that matter, until Arafat said, listen, do it like this. And today we're gonna close off these conversations about Arafat and the genius that he is. Obviously not limiting these conversations, because we will never stop talking about Arafat.
Ever, ever,
and,
ever.
And the work that he has done.
Very
We've
true.
Got Robert Shipanga in studio with us. Abudi Robert is like he rightfully describes himself as the industry.
thank you.
Good morning, Robert. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are great.
Yeah. Before I start, even before we even go to the conversation, I wanted to thank Fresh FM for being with us in this journey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm as an industry advocate.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to request if we can do this every single day, not only for Arafat, but for Dog, for Exit, for S-Men.
Yeah, yeah.
For Tequila, because Namibia, our airwave is the only thing that we have. If we do not appreciate what we have, it becomes very difficult for people to make a living. And this is how these people are making a living.
Very, very true.
Thank you.
But apart even from the living, you know what I mean? It's the Namibian sound.
Yes.
This is who we are.
Very true.
You know what I mean? This is the thing that I always, you know, whenever I get into these debates, Robert, and whenever we travel, people always ask me outside, okay, so what's the sound? What do you guys have there? What's the first thing you will do? You will play a song.
Absolutely.
And whose song will you play? You will play a Namibian song.
Yes.
Do you understand? And so it's just, it should be that, and it's just befitting that we are a couple of days away from independence, guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Talking about the Namibianism and the Namibian sound and just celebrating of who we are. But Robert, it's been a difficult week, isn't it? Especially in terms of you and the committee, what they're running around. Walk us through, you know, some of the things that you guys had to do in terms of this week, just putting things together for Arafat.
I mean, the most important thing, Arafat was one of us. Arafat, in a sense, Namibia came first for Arafat. We can actually say, for example, a lot of people did not know Arafat was a Shiro speaking. Because Arafat works with everyone. Arafat united everyone. So the journey that we had to take as an industry to say, how do we do this for Arafat? Because he brought everyone together. So we, as the industry, decided, we went to the family and said, can we do this for Arafat? Can we cover all the cost, everything on the industry itself? So when you're speaking about the industry, is the artists themselves. They contributed.
Okay.
Whoever, I mean, everybody came through. Whoever was touched by Arafat.
Yeah.
So that's what we basically did. So we cover everything that needs to be covered for us to do a proper funeral for him. Mm. Likely also that Arafat grew up in a church, Jesus Center. Mm. So they also, in a sense, the venue and everything. So we had to actually do the funeral there. I mean, the memorial there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's, in a sense, I'm so excited about what actually happened.
Mm.
And I'm looking forward to the future of the Namibian music industry.
If we could work together like this for this couple of days.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. No, that's fantastic, man. Mm. And we honestly have to commend you and everyone else who was actually involved.
Mm.
So we would I actually would want to know in this moment, what would you say is like your earliest memory of Arafat?
Mm.
Taking us back to when you met him. Yeah. And you know, the thing is, we knew our brother was very like, he had his ways. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, no, he was.
My earliest memory with Arafat was So where I'm coming from, I'm an investor in the music industry.
Mm. Mm.
So my project was Exile Mushe. Mm. So
Okay. The
Exile Mushe album, we call it Industry 911.
Yes.
So that album, it was a call to the industry that we are coming.
Mm.
So it was a wake up call.
Mm.
So one of the intention on that album was to say, we are not going to work with any non-artist. We are not going to work with any non-producers.
Producers, yeah.
So that album, it shook the industry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my first...
No, it did. It
really did.
My first engagement with Arafat was to say, why do you guys not call me to be part of your project?
Mm-hmm.
And he was very angry about it.
That sounds like Arafat.
Because yeah. He was telling me, no, I could have done this song like this. You guys made a mistake. I'm like, who's this guy?
No, but you guys made a mistake.
Mm.
So that was my early, because he was like, no, this thing, you could have put this sound there. I'm like, my brother, I did what I had to do because I wanted to make a statement.
Yeah.
So, but he, from there on, but I took notice of him.
Yeah.
So I think within a week, I think at that time he was at Panahenda. Mm. He was renting there.
At Caesar's Court, yeah.
Yes. So I went there, basically just to see who's this guy.
Mm.
Because we intentionally just put ourselves in the bubble to say, we're going to do this thing. And we are going to do without no elbow, no dog, no gas. We just got to do an album that showcase that Namibian industry is not based on...
Like there's more to it.
There's more to it, yeah.
Exactly. That was So that's the reason of the album was Industry 911, to say, listen, guys, there's more than just basically what you guys are thinking.
Mm.
So it was a very hard engagement with this person, I don't know. But he was already telling me that, no, you guys here, you could have done this. But that was Arafat. You come to Arafat's studio, Arafat to say, whatever you come with in my studio, you need to change it. If you're singing like this, change it like this. If your beat sounds like this, or this is how you want the beat, this is how I'm going to do it. Importantly, I just wanted to emphasize on Arafat's contribution to the industry.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
So the way music works, it's about music rights. Music rights, Arafat cooks the beat, Arafat makes the beat, Arafat makes the melody. So this song, when it's created, meaning that the contribution, let's say, for example, let's say Dog. So when Dog's coming to Arafat studio, Dog's is produced, is recorded, is directed, is guided by Arafat.
Yeah. Mm.
So that song, when it's finished, that song's when it's being played on radio, that song's makes money for Dog. Right?
True.
So during Dog's life, whenever that song has been played, either in public or in radio,
it's money in his pocket.
Yeah.
So that's the contribution of Arafat. But when Dog pass on, that song is protected for the next 50 years for Dog to make, I mean, for Dog's family to make an income from that song.
Yeah.
So that's how the impact of a producer, a particularly producer like Arafat in our industry, someone who believe in Namibian sound, someone who believe in harmony, someone who believe in the cultural aspect of who we are, because for us, the way we look at ourselves, music in this country is only form of way to communicate with the public. We are the only one who are basically, whatever we do it in our local languages. We mix English just to try to get out of there, but most of important thing, any Namibian song, you hear Oshiereto, you Rukavango, you hear Oshuambo, but we do not want to lose our culture. And Arafat was one of those ego who was watching over the industry. So that's the contribution of Arafat.
Arafat, okay. Mm. So maybe another question that I can pose to you right now, maybe just to challenge you a little bit in terms of what you said. You know, we have to continue to just keep the culture alive in terms of, like, regardless of whether someone is here with us today or for 50 years from now, like, people still need to know about this person.
Yes.
How would you say, how would you look at the legacy that Arafat has left? And, you know, in terms of how personal is that to you, because you've known him for a very, very long time.
Yes.
But also, how would you want to preserve that legacy? And also everyone else, you know, because we all have our times on earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else who has probably lived before him, who's going to live after him in the industry that you are so passionate about?
I says Arafat's legacy is one of the kind. Because, as I said, Arafat worked with everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Arafat has done music for Nilimani, that's political. Arafat has done music for any... I'm telling you, there is no artist in this industry who will tell you I never went to Arafat's studio.
Mm.
Either the song was finished or the song was not a hit,
mm-hmm.
but everyone in this music industry went to Arafat's studio.
Mm.
So that's a legacy of Arafat, because he was a uniter.
Mm.
Arafat, I mean, he was not the prophet person, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And no one is prophet.
No one is perfect.
At the end of the day, I can tell you there are people who say, no, I went to Arafat, I paid him, he didn't finish my song. Someone will say, I went to Arafat, I got a hit. I went to, because everyone in this industry has an engagement with Arafat,
yeah,
which is
yeah.
very important.
Mm.
In life, I just don't know how to honor him.
Mm.
But in what Arafat has done for this industry, he was not there for long. I mean, there were people like Elvo before him.
Yeah, yeah.
But Arafat was just that unique.
True, true. Mm.
Yeah.
Let's hold that thought. We'll also get hold of Abudi Ricardo Kwangosep in a bit.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. I want to pose a couple, especially the sound one. I'm very strong on the sound. Like, how do we preserve that sound? How do we amplify it? How do we inspire younger producers to look at the sound and continue with the sound? But let's hold that thought. We'll be back in a bit. Stick around.
An unidentified bleeding disorder like hemophilia can be scary. But your mornings with Fresh Breakfast on 102.9.
We are celebrating the life of Arafat, the genius that he was, the super producer.
Absolutely.
Others say that apparently he was the Dr. Dre of Namibia. Others say, listen, don't be saying Dr. Dre things. He was the Arafat of Namibia, and that's that. But, well, you know, just to give you a bit of an idea of this man, okay?
Uh-huh.
We also have Abudi Ricardo Kwangosepa online here. Abudi Ricardo.
Yes, good morning, Sekwan and Omed Dandan.
Aye, Maisha, Omesh.
Thank you,
I'm great, man.
We've got Robert Shipanga here as well, Buddha.
Good morning, Robbie.
Hi, Ricardo. Hey, why Robbie?
Because I was about to say, should we also call you Robbie?
No, I think maybe, I think this is one of those off-air things.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something quickly about Robbie, 10 seconds before we get into Arafat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Robbie, if you are saying that Arafat is the Dr. Dre of Namibia, then Robbie definitely has to be the Such Knight of Namibia.
Because
he put a lot of the industry together, a lot of the work he has done in the industry. He's not a guy, he hasn't played a piano in his life, he hasn't sang in his life, but a lot of the music that we're enjoying
would
not be out there if it wasn't for him putting his head behind it.
Oh,
so,
man.
Thank you, man.
And and that's why he has the seat at the table right now, Ricardo. Ricardo, let's quickly talk about your involvement with your earliest involvement with Arafat. What was your earliest interaction with Arafat? What happened?
Mm. Man, this guy, this Arafat was a complete arrogant, egotistical. the first time I met him, I think it was around 2016. Not 2016, 2006, 2007.
Okay.
We had finished the Lights Out album had dropped, etc. And he was quite mad for being left out from that project. So
once again.
And on Jericho's third album, Street Fame, that's when we really worked together.
Yeah.
But my first encounter with him was I'd gone to the studio. We were supposed to record a track with Desmond, with Lil D.
Mm.
And I arrived early at the studio. We worked on the beat, we mixed it a little bit, etc. And then we were waiting for him to arrive. The moment he walked in, he started adjusting the microphone.
Yeah.
And Afrobeat lost his mind. He's like, no, 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 don't touch the microphone. I've measured the acoustic distance from the walls, etc. It was a whole issue. And I think Robbie will even testify to that, how he was in the studio, how anal he was about the equipment, about positioning, etc. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why we got the best sound. Mind you, that day, we didn't even end up recording. We had a huge argument over the microphone touching and left.
Yeah.
3 days later, he calls, he says, gentlemen, are you guys done crying? Because we have a hit song that's going to be coming up. The rest is history.
The rest is history. And that honestly really did sound like Arafat. I think the one thing that we can all agree is that we knew that when you walk into his space, you had to be a certain way. I remember I saw one of the tributes on Facebook where one of the guys from, is it Fresh Family from Mungwendiva? He was saying that, if you walk into my studio, you don't bring any girls with.
I'm serious.
Yeah, no. You don't bring girls?
No girls.
No alcohol. You come here to work.
Yeah, here to work.
Exactly. So, Ricardo, maybe my next question to you would be, just looking at how the relationship started off with Arafat and how it ended off, what would you say is Arafat to you today, if that makes any sense, you know? What are some of the fond things that you will carry with you pertaining to the experiences that you had with him?
Look, the thing is, in terms of Arafat, and I really, you know, the level of dedication, and I think that's the one and most important thing about Arafat, the level of dedication he had to the music and to the industry is unmeasured. There are very few people that you can mention that have dedicated their entire life to assisting the Namibian music industry like he has. I mean, Robert is one of those guys that are sitting there in the studio.
You have
Elvo, you have Stephen Maruzev. There's a number of guys from One Blood with Ovelisha that really put in the work. But the one thing about Arafat was he was the guy that a lot of us went to just to go finalize and polish up our items because he had a very special gift in terms of the ear, and he will give you, even if you take a complete song, we will work on it and make it even better.
Come on.
And I think for me, that is really the fondest memory I have of him. In terms of his technical ability, he was somebody, I mean, he lived in the studio. You know, I remember when we did Yabona by Jericho and Helen.
Listen,
they were done in 2 days, like over a 36-hour period, 2-3 in the morning. We were recording Heaven's Missing an Angel.
So
that's the kind of dedication that Arafat really had. And there was one thing that Robert said a little bit earlier also, which was in terms of just the unity. Most people, like he said, didn't know he was Oshi Herero. He was Oba Herero. He was Oshi Herero speaking. Because he was just a Namibian. That's how we knew him. Whether it is doing tracks for PDK, recording Oshiwambo, Dade Buti, doing Shambo, coming back, doing hip-hop for Dice.
Come on.
Doing Damara Punch and so forth for Adora. And then now Mazanga, etc. Ethnics, you know, it's... the man's contribution really is going to live the test of time until we are still around. We'll make sure that he's around.
Let me put a question to both of you gentlemen, Robert and Ricardo. Going forward, and I mentioned this before we took a break.
This
sound that we have, that this man has championed, the bravery to take a Oshiero chant or a Damara a word or a Oshivambo slang word and to work it into a beat, you know what I mean, and to make it cool, man, to make it cool. This sound that this man has created, moving forward, what do we do to inspire, especially the younger generation? Because you know this is fight already, that, you know, between the younger generation and what we listen to and what they like. What do we do going forward to inspire the younger generation to look at the sound and say, listen, guys, maybe this can be the Namibian sound.
Let's preserve this.
The same way that the Nigerians preserve the Afrobeats. The same way the South Africans preserved Amapiano and et cetera, et cetera. Let me start off with you, Robert.
No, I mean, Arafat, the last 4 months, he had two young producers with him, Celio and the other one. I don't
probably Totikone.
Yeah. So he was really mentoring them. I think he left the studio. We want to take over the studio as an industry. We want to basically, you know, his computer was, there's so much work on that computer.
Absolutely.
We want to see how we can revive whatever is in there.
Yeah.
So we also want to encourage whoever worked with Elvo, maybe the song, I'm sorry, with Arafat, and the song was not done. We want to be able to finish the song.
Of course,
so within those two, we want really to bring them close so they can also just carry on whatever they learned from Arafat.
Abudi Ricardo?
Yeah, I think from my side also, it's true in terms of who he was working with right now. There were some young apprentices there. In fact, the last time we were together, it was at the studio at 777 Studios, but it was for a consultation for Max's new album. He was doing that alongside Chris Wayne. So Chris Wayne is also a young
person. I was about to mention that because he works with us also. So
he mentored a lot of, I mean, Chris Wayne, he got mentored by K-Boss as well.
Yeah.
But he was currently being mentored by Arafat as far as recording and mixing the process is concerned.
True.
There are a number of others that were also inspired, not necessarily directly, but also indirectly. If you look at the beats by guys like Kalo on the beat that does that for the
Andrew.
A lot of flavor is also a flavor that Arafat had molded over some time. You understand. So in terms of the preservation, I think that's what we're going to look at. I don't think it's going to die down anytime soon. The movement has started. A lot of the music, a lot of artists are out there. The Edsons, the Ethnics, etc. They are there, making sure the sound continues. But more than anything, I just quickly want to say this also, Shaquan and NSK.
Yeah.
We need to remember that outside of the music, there was also Arafat the father.
I was about to get to that right now, go ahead.
Yeah, so in terms of just protecting that sound, part of protecting that sound is the overall legacy and making sure, of course, also that his son, he left a young boy behind, you understand? So a part of that legacy is making sure that, and honestly, I would also like to put it out as a clarion call to all the artists that work with him. We have to make sure that everything is in order at Basscamp. We have to make sure that the songs that he produced, he's recognized as producer, as composer, so that he can also get his cut from that as well. There's a lot of songs that he also co-wrote, choruses, etc. So he co-authored. So there are percentages that are due to his estate. So we have to make sure that industry, that's the best way we can protect his legacy as a man and the father.
Because remember,
the industry, and this is something that even NSK has written about a lot in his columns, that we don't put enough respect and we don't pay Namibian media and entertainment practitioners accordingly. So it's difficult for them to make a living. But at least with this, with the royalties, you can secure that his son has some sort of a future.
Yeah, yeah. That's a very, very good point. You actually took the words right out of my mouth. I think because we're also running a little bit out of time. What I would want to also say is, obviously, first of all, thank you so much for your time to the both of you. But most importantly, really, for just being active throughout this process of really making sure that we send off our brother the right way. We do see the efforts. And I think it is also important that the conversation continues. Like Ricardo said, the movement has started. So pertaining to other artists as well, even if it's just setting up trust funds for yourself or I don't know what else, whatever word to use it. But Either way, just to be united as you are right now, even in the good times, and not necessarily see that just because you have a hit and I don't at the moment, I'm not going to talk to you, but to really be united. But that's one that I really want to say.
What are our final words, Ricardo? Let me start off with you, Ricardo. Just your final words, then we will give it to Robert to close it off for us.
Look, man, in terms of the final words, I think from my side, honestly speaking, I really just want to say thank you to Arafat's family. For bringing him into this earth. I want to say special thanks to his mother as well for bringing him into this earth. Having the kind of melody and that rhythm, you know, having that beat, it's not for everybody.
It's
a natural gift. And he honed it, he committed, he gave his life to the industry. That's why we're doing everything we can to make sure that we give him a dignified send-off. I also just want to also just a message to all the artists, especially a lot of the young artists that are coming up. Please treat your music as a business. It's a business. Call guys like Robbie. Find out who are the Robbies of this day. Find out who are the industry guys right now. Call Dice. He said NASCAM. He's on the board. Talk to each other in the industry so that we can make sure that we charge properly and make a living from this. And so that everybody that's in the value chain, producers, DJs, radio presenters, hosts, MCs, the artists, singers themselves, dancers, so that the industry can grow. On that note, thank you so much once again, guys. And you've been doing a great job this whole week in terms of remembering him.
We
really, really appreciate the work that you're doing there, especially.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ricardo. Your final words, Abudi Robert.
Obviously, on our side as an industry, our next phase is for the sun. We want to see how we can protect the work that has been left.
Yeah.
We're actually moving to that next phase in terms of just protecting the work.
Yeah.
Make sure that the work is registered on his name.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the show that we want to do, we really want to see if we can raise enough funds for his trust fund that we're trying to create for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's basically our next phase.
NSK is an award-winning radio presenter and MC, is the best MC in the world. He can MC it, you were saying?
But...
Yeah, no, NSK, you know, between the two of us, NSK is the only one that can do those paragata shows. Me, yeah. I'm...
I mean, yes, yeah. We want to have something proper. We want to have not only... Arafat is gone, but
yeah.
We want to look at what can we do for the sun.
Come on.
What can we... How do we bring the the industry together?
Yeah.
But yes, I don't even need to ask him.
Told you he's doing it.
No, we've been having an offline discussion.
You like things.
Man, Robert Chipanga, thank you so much for your time, Buta. Ricardo Kwanko, so we appreciate you, sir. We're going to get into our mix. By the way, the mix is a dedication to Arafat.
Okay. Yes, Ricardo, please keep listening.
Yeah, keep listening.
Yes.
The DJ that's going to mix it is DJ Scott. He's from South Africa, but he's a son of a swell. He's out in... Is it Uppington, Scott?
Is it Cape Town?
Is it Cape Town? It's Uppington or Springbok? Those
ones are ours. Uppington, those ones are ours.
See, those are ours. Those our town, Singeles.
It's supposed to be part of Namibia.
Yes, actually.
So let's get into the mix, ladies and gentlemen. This is Fresh FM.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.